Ready?
Yep. Ready. Riding. Raring to go.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, masturbators and fornicators, monkey spankers and kitty petters, Mexicans, hey, happy Cinco de Mayo. My fellow Mexican-Americans. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. A lot of us, children of Mexican-Americans. Amen and A-women. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women.
Can I hear an ole? Ay, 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 ay. Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo. And what is it? Mes de Masturbacion Feliz? Happy, merry Masturbation Month. It is the merry, merry month of May. Oh, yay. Tis the season to masturbate. Well, I mean, any season's really the season to masturbate, actually. Any day, any night, any time. Maybe not certain times of month, but, well, actually, maybe, yeah. But anyway, Masturbation Month is not just a time to masturbate. It is a time to honor masturbation and testify, brothers and sisters. That's right. You know the root of the word testify? Same root as the word testament. Because way back in Old Testament times, when our forefathers swore an oath, they didn't put their hand on the Bible because these were Bible times and the Bible hadn't been written yet. So, what they did is they put their hands on their testicles. That's right. They swore on their family jewels. Or maybe the other guy's family jewels, depending on the tribal custom. But, yeah, there was a lot of ball holding in those days. And this was the root of the word testicle, testament, testify. Yeah, swear, confess. Your masturbation secrets tonight. And if they have something to do with Mexican pride, all the better. We're celebrating a lot of things tonight. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's the beginning of Masturbation Month, and it's Johnny Lynch's birthday. And it's just a wonderful night tonight. I'm masturbating away here. I have two machines going because, after all, this is a night of a lot of activity. So, in order to really feel it, I need a powerful machine. So I have a Sibian between my legs. Oh, and I have it on low, but it's good. And I have a Stockroom Vibrite right on the clitoris. And a Vibrite is just right, you know, for this. I mean, Hitachi Magic Wand would also be good, okay? Got that too? Woo. Let's see. Oh, see, that's much stronger, I think. Yeah, it's much stronger than the Vibrite. The Vibrite makes a lot of noise too, so you certainly can't do that in the family room. Okay, see, the Vibrite's a little quieter. The Hitachi's stronger, yeah. There's all, you know, different strokes for different folks, and we're going to find out about all that tonight. I turned off one machine. On the Dr. Susan Block Show. On the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation, broadcasting live from the speakeasy. Oh, now it's hitting my ass, which is very nice. This Sibian thing has a lot of possibilities. Just these power, it's like sitting on an engine of, like, your favorite car or, you know, other animal. Speaking of animals, happy Cinco de Mayo. Yes.
Donkey show.
Donkey, yeah. I mean, burro, I think, would be more appropriate than donkey. This is a burro. So we could also talk about burro sex. I don't mean to say anything racist about that because it could be donkey on another holiday. But this is, right? Okay, you know, we have different holidays. So this one, I mean, and it's even got, I think, a hole in the back. Okay? You know, this is, right? Now, I'm not recommending you do this with real-life animals because that would totally be non-consensual. Animals cannot consent to animal sex with humans. But a piñata, hey, come on. And you can fantasize, which is such a wonderful aspect of masturbation. You know, I mean, there's the physical side of it, which is wonderful, which is that, you know, as Truman Capote said, you don't have to get dressed up. You know, come as you are. C-U-M as you are. Right. And there's the mental side of it, that you really get to get into your thoughts and feelings and explore who you are and what you want and things that you don't really think about, you know, when you're with someone, nor maybe should you, because you should be thinking about that someone. You know, you should be focused on that person so that you're kind of making love. I've got to get my Cinco de Mayo hat straight. You know, but masturbation time is time for you. And you can learn about yourself. You can, you know, give yourself pleasure as only you can give yourself pleasure. Do you want to take a picture of me and Johnny? Or Pedro, should I say? That sounds racist, though. Okay. Masturbation. When did you first... Did you have to learn to masturbate? To orgasm. Of course, we never have to learn to masturbate, even women. Unless you're really uptight. You usually play around down there instinctively. I mean, even babies. Even in utero, they have seen... I mean, this is not to give fodder to the pro-life contingent, because actually they're pretty far along when you see this. But once they have little limbs and stuff, and they're really doing things, and they have little genitalia, and they start to kind of play with their little genitalia, you know. And then they get out, and they get smacked, right? Such is life. Yes. Masturbation, so much shame attached to it. Such a natural thing. As St. George of Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, she would have made our arms shorter. Right? Would have happened. So, you know, we must be intended to. You can see it in our primate cousins, the bonobos, and not just bonobos, but even monkeys. I mean, they're all doing it. Dogs would like to do it with their hands. They have trouble that, you know, they got to rub against things. They masturbate anyway, but the hands are such a gift, you know. The Greeks were very appreciative of the gift of masturbation. Diogenes said, would that I could just rub my stomach with my hand to allay my hunger. Something like that. I mean, that would be such a blessing. See, you can just rub yourself with your hand to allay your sexual hunger. And sometimes that's a good thing. Very often it is, you know. You can't always share your sexual hunger with your loved ones or even your liked ones. And sometimes it's better to be by yourself. You know, maybe not most of the time, but hey, it'll do. So, yeah, I had to learn how to masturbate to orgasm, so I want to, of course, give credit to my godmother of masturbation, Dr. Betty Dodson, the author of Sex for One, which was originally called Liberating Masturbation. And, yes, I learned how to masturbate at Yale. Okay. They do teach you some things there. But I did not learn in a classroom. No. It was like right after a boyfriend had finished our evening wrestling match. And he went back to his dorm, and I was in mine. And I was kind of feeling restless. And it was actually morning. And I, you know, didn't have a class as early as him. Just sort of thought I would stay there, and feeling vaguely restless, just started playing with myself. But I really didn't know what to do with myself because I was such a cerebral kid. I just did everything out of books. And so I didn't know what to do. So I found this book that was in my bunch of books that I had happened to pick up at a feminist consciousness raising event. You know, I was bored to death at, but I got this book, and I brought it back, booklet. It was called Liberating Masturbation. I opened it, and I read it with one hand, and I played with myself, just like it said, and I breathed deep. I didn't know anything about the breathing thing. Do you know about the breathing thing? Learn about the breathing thing. Breathe deep. This is for women to have an orgasm, and for men to learn to control an orgasm. So breathing deep, and touching and pushing a little bit and squeezing my PC muscle and releasing. You know about that? Squeezing and releasing. Also for women to have an orgasm and for men to control. And something that's easier to practice when you're masturbating. It's tough to do when you're with, you know, your lover. I love you. Squeeze, release, squeeze. Oh, yes, you're beautiful. Breathing. Yeah, you know, this is something you got to do when you're masturbating. So I was doing this, and I'd never had an orgasm before, not a voluntary one. Oh, I'd had them when I was riding Pedro's cousin. Well, bigger than Pedro. Horses, you know, involuntary. Involuntary. Any girls here have involuntary orgasms riding horses? I'm the only one. Oh my God, does that make me some kind of beastie? You, of course, yes. Okay, so I'm glad. Not with that. Okay, we're going to talk about that later. But anyway, I'd never had a voluntary orgasm. And with this book, it taught me how to do it. Through masturbation, I just charged right into that orgasm and let myself go according to the instructions. And, well, in some sexual ways, it was the first day of the rest of my life. From that point on, I knew that I had the power in these little fingers. That was before I discovered Sibians and Hitachis. And that I could love men and women, but I didn't have to depend on them for my pleasure. I had my fingers. The power was at my fingertips. And this was probably the greatest lesson I learned at Yale. How to masturbate to orgasm. So I want to hear your masturbation stories tonight. And maybe, you know, you could masturbate. It is Masturbation Month. We should celebrate. Okay. I have a Sibian and everything. So I have some exciting guests tonight. Wow. They make you want to masturbate. I'm not sure what they do, but they, I mean, I'm sure they masturbate, but they make me want to masturbate. Okay, so let me get my little script here that tells me who everybody is, because we have some newcomers, some virgins to the speakeasy. I love it. Kayla Jane Danger. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show, Miss Danger.
Hello.
Hello. And happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, too. You're much more festive than I am.
I
feel underdressed.
Actually getting even more underdressed is even more festive.
This is true.
You know? But in any case, you just feel free. You could either rap, you know, you could play with Pedro if you want. That would be very festive. Watch out for the wire, though. And so, Kayla.
Yes.
I really enjoyed watching your preview of Sex Art.
Isn't it wonderful?
Very beautiful and erotic and enticing.
And I have two of the stars with me.
Yes. And you could be a star, but you are something else.
Oh, she is a star.
No, you.
Oh, me?
Yes, you, Kayla, Miss Danger.
I am a star of my own websites, and unfortunately, I'm a little too tattooed to be on Sex Art. I am in their feature film, though, with this one, Kamikaze Love, which was Zalman King's final film.
Zalman King. You know, he called me when my cable show first went on, and just gave me so much support and positive energy, and I just appreciated that so much. And God and Goddess and the Devil bless you, Zalman King.
He was amazing. He was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so sorry he's gone.
But you know what? He brought beautiful, beautiful erotica till
absolutely.
The very end.
And
he encouraged
a lot of masturbation from people who might have been afraid to watch porn, because in those days, when he was first on, with the Red Shoe Diaries, there wasn't internet, not much internet, and so people were like looking, wow, this is something revolutionary. Yeah. So, okay, so what do you do? You're an actress?
I'm a model. I've been, in the adult world since I turned 18. I'm actually mostly, a fetish model. I have a foot fetish. I love feet and beautiful women's feet.
You have a foot fetish.
Yes.
You're not, I consider myself a foot hedonist.
Mm.
I like to have my feet pleasured.
Me too.
I'm married a foot fetishist.
You have everything right there
at your feet. Yeah. But you're a foot fetishist? I mean,
yes.
Women aren't always... usually.
Well, I have such sensitive feet, and I know there are other women like me that have equally sensitive feet. So I like to find those girls and then share in each other's foot pleasure.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to have to share in some foot pleasure. Can I see your feet? Let's see Kayla's feet. Okay, here they go. They're emerging. Ah, very pretty feet. And yes, she's definitely got those swiggly toes and arches, pretty high arches and
yes,
spread, high arches, kind of dancery feet. And she doesn't look like they're too dancery, like they're not all callous.
No.
They're very, very sweet
very
and nice and
very
pedicured and pretty and bare. Ooh, okay. Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
They'll be ready for some fun later.
Ready for fun. All right, well, let's talk to your cohorts there. Melena Morgan is another newcomer, a virgin to the speakeasy. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you are part of the sex art revolution, huh?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I have a good time.
You have no tattoos?
I have two, actually three tattoos, but most people don't see the third one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's behind my ear, so my hair usually covers it. It's not that exciting.
So you purposely got these very secretive little tattoos.
I wasn't sure what I wanted to do for a profession when I was getting said tattoos, so I kept them somewhere that I could cover them.
So now you're in the profession of, what do we call this, erotica? Porn? Can we call it porn?
Yeah.
I mean, there's fucking, right? It's porn.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's kind of highbrow porn, right?
Mm-hmm. It's very cinematic.
It's very cinematic. It's not like all, I don't know.
Gonzo?
Gonzo. Yeah. I hate to say lady porn because the guys might be turned off because there's coming. I mean, there's like a lot of genitalia. I mean, but it's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's like that Andrew Blake stuff from the old days. So this is the new Andrew Blake, I guess. and so you come from where?
I am from the west coast of Florida.
Mm. Okay, and now you're in the big bad Los Angeles,
yes.
Seeking your fortune as a slut.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. And doing such a good job at it.
Yeah, I guess
it's just so much fun. Whenever I talk about work, I use quotations. I'm working.
Did you kind of fall into this line of work?
It was a drunken discovery. Mm. I came upon the whole interest in my adult industry by webcamming. I was drunk, horny, and bored, and decided to find something that kind of modeled the Yahoo Messenger days, but with a chat room full of people masturbating.
Masturbating.
Yes.
It is masturbation month. Yes. I'm so glad we came back to that topic. Not that it's difficult on this show. But anyway, yeah. So do you remember your first masturbation experiences?
Actually, the first time I masturbated, I wasn't sure exactly how to do it, but I was standing up. I put my leg up on my parents' toilet. I was in their bathroom and did it standing up. It took a while, but I definitely got it.
Got it. Yeah. And you came.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't my first orgasm.
You didn't need to read a book.
No, that wasn't my first orgasm.
Oh, it wasn't.
No, my first orgasm was on a girl's leg.
Okay. Yeah. At least it wasn't on a horse. You know, my first orgasm with my husband was on the back of his neck.
That's very interesting.
I was riding him, kind of, like that, on the back of his neck. Really
that's
hot.
Quite a happy ending there.
I know. We were like trying not to do it and doing it, you know.
He has a boil on the back of his neck.
That's me. So, okay, well, welcome, Malena Morgan.
Okay. Thank you.
And now we have the lovely return of the beautiful, amazing Charlotte. Stokely. Yeah.
Hola.
Sitting at the stripper pole. Yes, that's the queen table here, the chair.
I love seeing a big pole in your face.
Yeah, exactly. There's a big pole in my face now.
Me llamo es Charlotte Stokely. Mi mucho gusto masturbación especial con mi amigas.
Oh, wow. Oh, everyone
I'm so
loving
impressed
it.
Right
this
now.
Masturbation month Mexican holiday here. That's great. Wow. So, yeah. So, you speak real Spanish? I mean, you're where'd you learn Spanish? School, or did you go down to Mexico?
School and friends. I also... personal goal to learn as much as I can about the world languages.
Yeah.
Communication is very important.
Yeah, the world languages. But of course, you know, Spanish is the LA language.
Well,
pretty much.
Almost.
I mean, English is spoken, I guess, mostly, but Spanish is spoken, I guess, I think 40% of the time, you know, that I'm listening, I'm hearing Spanish.
Master Banglish, I think, is that.
Master Banglish?
Master Banglish. No.
Which sounds like masturbating.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Spanglish, masturbating. Okay. Well, so, Charlotte, what have you been up to since I saw you? I mean, we saw you about 6 months ago. And
I've missed you every minute.
We have missed you, too. We've kind of tweeted and connected and thought about you and Charlotte.
Well, I'm very excited to be here. I've been very busy. I've been working a lot for a company called SexArt, which is who I'm here with today.
How do you like that?
Melina's a co-star.
Yeah.
But she is the star of the show. I could only be so lucky to call myself her babe.
Oh, you're so sweet.
The show. Now, this is like a... There's an ongoing... A series?
There are actually two series. Girls Love Sex, which was started by Zalman, interviewing girls about sex and sexuality. And now I do the interviewing. So I get to interview all the girls that we see about their sex lives and the stuff
fun.
That most people don't get to hear, including their masturbation stories.
Oh, yeah. Tell us a masturbation story, Charlotte.
Well, it was quite wonderful. During my interview for Girls Love Sex with Kayla, she... Well, she was just sitting right there, so I decided to tell her a story of all the things I would like to do to her. And, of course, it led to myself masturbating, an example of how I would penetrate her. And it was very beautiful.
It started
with how I was going to undress her as I undressed myself.
Oh.
And if I were to forcefully spread her legs, I would forcefully spread my legs. It was a great out-of-body experience for her masturbation, cerebral orgasm.
This was for her masturbation.
Well, I was telling her what I would do to her, and while explaining it, what I would do to her, I did it to myself while she watched.
Ah. Okay, well, this kind of masturbation is a kind, certainly it's a very important type of masturbation. This is more of a mutual masturbation where you're kind of sharing your masturbation with someone, where it's really not solo sex so much as you're just touching yourself and the other person's touching her or himself. And it's a form of partner sex masturbation. So, you know, if you're joined at the hip with somebody, you can still celebrate Masturbation Month the Charlotte Stokely way.
I do have a question for you, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
Is spanking a form of masturbation?
Well, I would say if you're spanking yourself, yeah. I mean, masturbation, even if you're doing it with someone else, it involves touching yourself, right? Can we say that that is the common denominator? And yeah, I mean, a lot of people do spank themselves, or spank the pussy is a very common thing. Spanking
that.
The pussy, then play with it a little bit.
Especially
spank, spank,
after you come and it's
spanking
so
the balls. Some guys like to spank their balls. And then there are some people that are so into ass spanking. Birthday girl, you're going to get yours. you know, that's why they call it spanking the monkey. Because there's some spanking involved. It's like sometimes you just pick up speed, and then there's the spanking of the ass. There is such a thing, I think, as a spanking machine. We have a comment from the audience. Okay. Well, I think you need to get a microphone.
Pardon me, but
Doctor.
The first time I ever saw Nina Hartley, plugged in a tape or something, and
here you go. You get your own mic.
First
so
time
Charlotte
I ever saw Nina Hartley.
Yes.
Years ago, just plugged in a tape. Didn't know who she was. Didn't know anything about her. Right in the middle of the tape, it wasn't rewound, and she's lying there naked, spanking her pussy. Saying bad pussy, naughty pussy.
Wait, you can't spank your cock while you're talking. You have to do it with the other hand, because this hand has to hold the microphone. Okay, so, right.
She was spanking her pussy and saying bad pussy, naughty pussy.
Yes.
And I fell instantly in love with her, and I always have been since. So.
Yes.
Pardon me for interrupting.
She loves a spanking. I've spanked Nina Hartley many times on her ass and her pussy, actually. And yes, she's a real spanking aficionado, so I'm not surprised that she's spanking while masturbating, so yes. Why, have you been wanting to do that, Charlotte, and just needed the doctor's permission?
Oh, I've been doing it.
Oh, well, you're a naughty girl.
Oh, yes.
So you need to be spanked.
I do, and I would love to give the birthday girl a spanking.
Oh, well, I think...
If I may.
We all would, but certainly I have a feeling she'd love to get some spanks from you.
She
now, the birthday
hard.
Girl is out there. Wow. So she's not tweeting tonight. Then she should be on the microphone. Is Justine tweeting tonight?
Justine is tweeting.
All right.
Tweet, tweet.
You know, you might have to come over here and say a few words for your birthday self. But first I want to go through quickly my guest, and then I have a guest who's going to get on the phone. I'm excited about my masturbation sexpert. Let's see. Her name should be spelled out here because I cannot pronounce it. Yazi Mada. I'm going to let her do this. Madanika, who I met at Quad S. But anyway, I want to say hi to Sasha. Sasha Sweet.
Hello, Dr.
Welcome
Susie.
Back.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, Sasha. Mm-hmm. I missed you, Sasha. You haven't been here in a while.
I miss you, too. I've been struck with a bad case of wanderlust.
Wanderlust, and also a little cold, which happens when you wander.
Yes, I'm quite sick, but
okay, that's too bad, because I was going to slobber all over you.
Oh.
But no.
Yeah, I got the travel flu.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you'll have to do foot fetish, too, tonight. Yeah. So, welcome.
Thank you.
And Merry Masturbation Month to you.
You as well.
And I understand that you were brought here by a dead man.
Yes. I was brought here by a very, very dead man.
A Mexican dead man.
Ah, a Latino. Mexican dead man.
This is a celebration.
Corpsino. You are Corpsino tonight?
Corpsino, the Latino masturbator.
Okay.
Mucho gusto con mi penis. I'm just happy to be here representing the male ejaculation.
Yes.
Because it's all women. And I love being here with all the... This is a... I mean, people must be just popping the fuck out of themselves tonight with this.
Yeah.
Look at these beautiful women. I've been masturbating this entire time.
It's true.
And they're gorgeous. And I love how you're tying together
Cinco
de Mayo. You should masturbate five times tonight.
We're a seasonal show.
No, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a wonderful topic.
Masturbate five times, okay.
For Cinco de Mayo.
Or 50 minutes, or for the quickies, 5 minutes, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that...
Olay.
Right.
Now, Cinco de Mayo, very quickly, and then I want to get
yes,
to
please,
my
go
guest.
Ahead. Mm-hmm.
I have to explain, because most people don't even know what the hell it is. It is not Mexican Independence Day.
No.
It is the celebration of a battle, this crazy little battle that the Mexicans won, the Battle of Puebla, which took place on May 5th, 1862. Did y'all know that?
They were masturbating
during
the battle.
And it was against the French, mm-hmm. Okay? Those French fries. And you know, they won that battle against all odds because the French had a much, much bigger army. And so it's like the little guy won. Of course, the French slaughtered them shortly thereafter, I think, and won whatever big war they were fighting. But anyway, it's just like, you know, you can win against all odds, at least temporarily, sometime until... Of course,
if
the
you're
man
masturbating.
Shuts you
if
down.
You're
right, that's the thing I was trying
that's
to
how
tie
they won.
In
that's how
to
they won.
Masturbation. Yes. Yeah, maybe so. They tied it. They all masturbated the night before, so they felt relieved, and the French
exactly.
were horny and
something like that.
Celebration orgy.
And they won anyway. So, Masturbation Month. It's the beginning. It's the kickoff. We're here. We're telling our masturbation stories. We're going to start masturbating. I'm sure that some of you have already started.
I've already started.
But we've only gotten through a few of our introductions.
Yes.
And we have more to go. But I have a masturbation expert, a research scientist at Simon Fraser University,
cute.
Who I think that there will be guys masturbating to. Unfortunately, she's on the phone, but she is beautiful. She was here at our Quad S show and soiree 2 weeks ago, the Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality. And she's a research scientist, and she is doing research on masturbation and the media. So, let's welcome Yazi.
We don't know what line she's on. All your lines are totally up here.
All my lines are lit.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. Line two.
Line two? All right.
We'll get to y'all later, by the way, that are hanging out on hold. Just, you know, keep spanking that monkey, petting that kitty, and hang on. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll get to you. Okay. Yazi. Hello. Yeah. Hopefully we will hear her. Actually, while we're doing that, why
she's
don't
on.
We
she's up. She's up.
Get one of you to come up here with me.
Susie,
a
she's up.
Birthday girl can get over here. Yes, Yazi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
How are you doing, Dr. Suzy? Thank you for the great compliments. I'm like, who is she talking about? Is it me?
Oh, well, yes. I think it is.
Thank you.
I think it was all accurate.
I also said something.
Uh-huh. Max loves you. He does. He did. He said that he masturbates to you.
Hey, I didn't say that.
Oh, well.
Let's be professional.
Yes. Well, anyway, we're just happy to have you here as a sexpert and a sex bot, both.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's my honor to be on the show. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys.
Yeah, and we're interested in the topic of your research, masturbation.
Yes.
And the media.
So I study masturbation. Huh. When anybody I tell that this is my topic, they blush and they giggle and laugh and get uncomfortable, and I love it. So I talk more about my studies to them.
Well, okay. Well, we're all laughing and giggling, but I don't know if we're uncomfortable. We're really excited, I think.
Oh, cool. That's exactly what I want people to feel when I talk about masturbation. So one day we'll get there.
Yes. Well, we are
very,
very excited. So what did you? Why did you choose to do research on masturbation?
Yeah, it was a kind of funny story. I started working in close relationships with a prof, Kim Bartholomew, from Simon Fraser University, and we did all sorts of relationship stuff. And then we switched into sexuality, and then we were interested in masturbation, so we said, let's see what's there out on masturbation and attitudes on masturbation. And when I did a literature review, we found very little on masturbation, which was really surprising to us, given that this is such a natural behavior and it's done so frequently in everyone during their lifetimes. So we decided to do our research on masturbation.
Well, it's a good little niche there, although maybe it gets a few snickers, among the professors. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I guess it does. So you're a pioneer.
Sorry?
I said it probably does. So you are definitely a revolutionary in academia.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely.
We hope we are.
Yes, yes, for sure.
So, yeah, we are continuing our studies. We've done 2 posters on masturbation, and we are trying to publish the paper on it. But
our main study was on
depictions of masturbation in media, mm-hmm. and the reason we did we studied media is because media reflects and also shapes people's attitudes. So we wanted to see how is it showed in media. And what we did is we watched movies that depicted masturbation. These are normal Hollywood movies. And we saw how masturbation is depicted in these movies.
So what is the statistical kind of conclusion? How do we depict mm-hmm. masturbation?
Okay, so what we found out is in 61% of the movies that we coded, they were caught, interrupted, or they had negative thoughts and images as a result of their masturbation, in comparison to only 15% that experienced pleasure and even
caught
worse,
or interrupted.
Only less than 1/3 of them experienced orgasm as a result of masturbation. So it was really depicted as very negative and something that is done by people who are single, and it's only done by male. The sample of our masturbators in the movie were 76% male and 86% single. This is really, the picture is missing children, adults beyond the age of 40, and like largely females. And people in relationships, because some people think that if you masturbate, you must be single or you must not be happy with your sex life, but that doesn't have to do anything with it. In these movies, only 14% of them, the people who masturbated, were partners. But guess what? All of them were in troubled relationships. So this kind of depiction sends a message home to a lot of people that masturbation is something bad and something negative, and it's for people who lack that and can't get sex. Well, this is so not true. As we all know, everyone masturbates through their life. Even if you're single or not, females masturbate as well as males. So we are saying that this is such a positive, natural behavior. Why are we depicting it so negatively in the movies? and let's get people educated about it.
All right, let's get people sex educated. Thank you so much, Yazzie, for the important work that you're doing on an academic level to just open up the conversation.
Exactly, that's what I've been doing.
About masturbation, you know? You're doing very important work. It's kind of, you know, you got to count up all these movies and how many times they're doing this and how many times they're wanking and how many times they're spanking and the walking in. I want to talk to some of my guests about that, but I'll keep you on the line for a little while. I want to get a couple of my guests up on the bed here. Who wants to get up on the bed with me?
I'd get love on to. The bed with you.
Oh, get up on the bed with me and Pedro.
Only if Corpsey does
it. Only if Corpsey does it.
This is the last thing she wants. This is her nightmare.
Can I join you, Dr. Susie?
I will I'll watch.
Oh, yes, I'd like you
I'll
to.
Come up there and watch.
I'd like
you know,
you
I
to.
Really appreciate all the work that you did. The statistics are very interesting about how the media portrays masturbation.
Thank you.
As far as couples or troubled relationship or single people only.
Absolutely. We need to know these statistics because we're not counting up all these scenes.
It doesn't make you less of a man to jerk off or anything like that.
Or less of a woman.
Exactly.
Right. Let's be real.
So come on up here, and then we'll give you a microphone up here. And then birthday girl, here she is with a little crown on her head.
Go get him, Charlotte.
So, what are we calling you tonight? Johnny?
Sure.
Johnny Lynch. Let's hear it for the birthday girl.
Johnny, come lately.
Have you masturbated today?
Yeah, actually I did.
Oh, very good. Did you have an orgasm?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was like super hungover and it totally like helped me out.
Did you sing happy birthday to yourself?
It is the cure for everything.
That and pot. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Good. Well, we found our adult play parlor pussy pipe.
Woo! It's like the best one.
Ooh. Yeah, so we're happy.
There's so many things in my head.
Okay. Crown, now that you know what it's like. So I mean, I'm just curious because Yazzie's study is, it concludes that most of this masturbation that is going on, you want to play with my Pedro? Yeah. Most of this masturbation is going on, it's getting interrupted. How many people have been interrupted in masturbation?
Or caught by a parent. Like, that's always fun.
Yeah, caught by someone. You know? Okay, Charlotte, were you caught? You naughty girl. What happened? Talk into the microphone.
I would frequently be caught by teachers grabbing and rubbing my breasts in class.
By teachers?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. I would just be in class and just, because, you know, they were growing and they were new and I was just cupping them and
just rubbing.
Some of the teachers were hot and...
Aw. Yes.
A teacher made a mistake of asking me once while filling out paperwork my sex. He meant it as a joke, you know, female or male, and I said bisexual. By which he turned away and coughed, which is a very good body language sign that he's a little uncomfortable, but that's what I wanted.
Did he make you eat cookies?
I'm just curious.
No, cookies.
Okay, just curious. Sorry, Max.
Feeling her breasts in class. I guess that is a form of masturbatory activity, you know. How about getting caught, like, really wanking, though, or jilling off? Anybody get caught jilling
confession,
off?
Confession. The confession.
Anybody get caught jilling off?
I got caught by a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which was actually weird, because I thought that would, you know, incentivize him to, like, get on in there and do something.
Yeah.
But it didn't. He just kind of got freaked out and ran away.
Well, getting caught by a boyfriend. I almost think you did that on purpose.
He's
but
like, you have this all under control.
I got caught.
Yeah, no, really. There was a whole bunch of girl porn on the screen, and I was sitting there just going at it, and he was like... and just turned around and walked right out.
And may I remind you, this is my boss.
Oh. Yeah, I am kind of her boss.
I got caught by a cop masturbating.
A cop?
Yep. But you know what? If you're masturbating when you get a ticket, they'll never give you the ticket. They'll always leave.
Yeah.
I swear to you, if you masturbate while you're getting a ticket, done. They're out of there.
They didn't add?
Wait, you started while he was writing the ticket?
Yeah, you just start masturbating when they're writing the ticket, and they're out of there. It's a great way to get out of a ticket.
Or indecent exposure. Or bribery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a rough one. Anyway, I think the conclusion is that in my crowd here, I mean, Johnny, were you ever caught masturbating?
I get caught here all the time.
Well,
actually.
Here, yeah. You know, that's
bitches are always walking into my room like it's nothing. But whatever.
But by parents or by somebody like who got you in trouble?
Mm,
no.
No.
A lot of people fantasize about that. I'm just wondering if the reason that, you know, there's so many scenes like that in Hollywood movies is because all these Hollywood screenwriters fantasize about being caught by their mommies. I think so.
I think we should see George Clooney whacking off during a movie. That's the kind of stuff we need to see.
That's the kind of stuff we need to see. Hear that, George?
Yeah.
Or in my face.
He's with the president tonight. I bet they're all having a circle jerk tonight.
I prefer Jack Nicholson whacking off.
Now, he might have whacked off in some movie. I'm not sure.
The L.A. Lakers.
How about that, Yazzie? Did Jack Nicholson ever whack off in a movie?
Five Easy Mexicans, I think, was the movie.
Oh, right.
Dr. Susie.
Five Easy
Mexicans. I wanted to mention something. Yes, everybody has had been caught or almost getting caught or entrapped at one time in their lives. But in these movies, they're showing it happen in 60% of the time.
Right.
Which means more than every second time you're getting caught or interrupted, which is not true. Yes, it happens once in a lifetime, but these movies are making you think that you're going to get caught or interrupted and something horrible is going to happen every second time, which is horrible.
Well, yeah.
If you don't know.
And these girls, they weren't even caught that much. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You did, but I don't know if that's masturbating, but that's like what you did in high school. Rubbing my breast.
Is
Can I
the
do that
definition
to you?
Of masturbation that you touch yourself and come to orgasm? Because there are orgasms through nipple stimulation.
I have no idea until I see.
I can have a complete orgasm through my feet.
I don't think you have to come
slobber.
To orgasm.
I mean, I recently had a wonderful experience where I was with a man, but we did not have sex. What we did was I gave him a blowjob while he sucked on my toes, and we both got off, and it was amazing.
Did you enjoy that, Max? Max is asleep already.
No. I got caught twice. Once I got caught, and this was in the 50s, of course, and I was on a street corner talking to some of the kids.
Masturbating.
I was a young kid. No.
Awesome.
And this kid was telling me, I was playing with my thing, and all of a sudden this stuff shot out, and it felt really good, and all the other kids were like kind of, really? Wow, what is that? You know? So that night I went home and I started playing with my thing. And sure enough, it got bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, it shot out and it went everywhere. So I thought, oh my God. But it felt really good. So I started masturbating about four times a day. And I had two rooms in my house.
Five times and it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. One was on the third floor. And what I would do, I was go do my homework up there, and I would masturbate a couple of times, and then I would crumple up the paper, and I would throw it out the window, because I didn't want to get caught. So one morning I went down for breakfast, and the maid came up to me, very nice Italian maid, and she said, Massimiliano, you know you should do that in the bathroom. I said, do what?
She
said, you know, masturbate, because there's a lot of paper down that I have to pick up. So I said, okay. So I was very embarrassed. So I start masturbating in the bathroom, and I'm embarrassed about the whole thing. So I'm sitting backwards on the toilet, looking at one of my father's Playboys. And I'm sitting backwards, and I'm looking at these pictures, and I'm masturbating. And my father comes walking in, and he says, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm going to the bathroom. And he says, backwards? And
this would make a good scene in a movie.
Yeah, well, you know, that was my...
You should be a Hollywood screenwriter.
My masturbation experience.
Right. This is, that sounds.
And I kept on, though. Didn't let it deter me, and I told other boys. But I said, don't sit on the bathroom toilet backwards. If you get caught, they'll know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Well,
that's a beautiful, beautiful story.
Max has been caught a few times.
Yeah.
But most of us have not been caught very much. And, yeah, there's a lot of negativity in media about masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this show exists. I mean, one of the reasons is to counteract all that.
I'd like to catch Charlotte masturbating as well.
Yeah.
That would be a fantasy.
Oh, we have Cinco de Mayo colors.
You haven't seen me masturbate.
For our...
I have, but...
penis shot glasses.
I can't afford your sights, so I have to see it in person. This is.
But you have my copies of Girls and Corpses with my.
I do, and thank you for the promotion. I wasn't promoting, but I appreciate that she was on the cover of our magazine.
Twice.
But she wasn't masked twice. But you were not masturbating.
And thank you, Corpsey, for not strewing.
I have not promoted that much.
Although you could make a Day of the Dead with all the Mexican regalia.
I was going to have a little Latino corpse tonight, but we skipped it.
Okay.
Well, you do open a new world of masturbation for.
For the dead.
Yes, people masturbating over necrophilia.
Can you masturbate if you're a corpse? I don't know. We're going a different way.
I don't want to say it, but on Twitter, you know, of course, there was a fact that corpses can have orgasms.
They can have an erection.
And they sell a special... I used to be really obsessed with necrophiliacs, and I'd go online for hours and research
Sasha,
actual
Sasha, you're
ones.
Such a wholesome girl.
Thank you. They actually have a device that works to actually pump up the dick with air so you can actually fuck a corpse. It was an interview from this woman back east who had been... She was a mortician.
We're not recommending you try this
but
at
she,
home.
I didn't set this
or
up,
at the
by
mortuary.
She's been doing it
okay,
for years,
do not
and,
try
she
this.
She had this device to
All
get
right.
it hard.
You
Sorry, we're going
That's
a different
good
way.
Information.
Back to a Charlotte's.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I mean, that's a little bit of
what is she holding?
Desecration,
is she gonna,
masturbation.
Is that a pipe? Or is she going to
drink
out of that?
This is actually an adult play parlor penis shot glass that contains a Mexican drink, which isn't really Mexican. It's actually Bolivian.
Such a bad
it's Bolivian,
bad
you know, which is close enough.
But that's good.
South of the border. Okay. Kayla's laughing. Are
it's an orange cock.
You look a little bit like you could be Hispanic. Are you part Hispanic? Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You're Italian.
Do I look
no,
Jewish?
No, you're Jewish.
I'm half.
You're half.
I'm half.
Just
the other half.
Half
of me is, no, I'm a mutt. I'm a total
Go ahead,
mutt.
Now. I'm ready.
I'm not sure half.
I'm mostly
what?
French.
French. Okay, we beat you. We Mexicans.
We Mexicans.
I am Mexican. Tonight I am Mexican. Yeah.
We should be drinking margaritas.
Right. So actually, the way that you drink this drink is that you have to lick the salt off of a body part of your...
Salt lick.
A person. Yeah. Of any person, really, that's nearby. It does need to be a person, though. No, Pedro doesn't count.
My balls are
Your balls are leaking?
No, my balls are full.
Oh, your balls are full. That's a good thing. I was worried they were
leaking.
I'm going to
could be some
it.
Leaky balls around here. But anyway, this you sprinkle the salt. Does everyone have salt?
No.
No? Okay. You have to get some salt.
I have the tears of
Tasia.
My guilt.
Okay. Well, you can wring those out and turn them into salt, Corpsey.
Yeah.
And then you use... The nipples are a good sort of surface. For salt.
The
and
nipples.
Yeah.
Sausage.
The nipples are the ideal surface. It should be something to suck. I really think... Yes, look at this. Okay, we are presenting already. I believe this is Milena Morgan Nipple.
Yes.
In the front row.
You caught
yes,
me.
Yes, I did.
It's beautiful.
We
That's
caught
beautiful.
Her being a little exhibitionist. Good. Okay, I'm glad you're first in line.
She has the most beautiful breasts.
She does.
She really
and
does.
Say,
can
say
you tell her, please, since you're so close to her, to just take the whole dress off?
I can do it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, here we go.
Corpsey.
And this is Milena.
What are we going to do?
Corpsey.
Corpsey.
It's magic.
Those are beautiful.
And there's titties.
Yes, titties in the world. Titties bring love.
They're
yes.
really, they're perfect.
You're right, Charlotte.
And natural.
Everyone is masturbating.
Wow, those are really beautiful.
You didn't already celebrate Masturbation Month? Now you are. If you're watching right now,
my nipples are already hard.
Are watching us on Radio Susie One on DrSusanBlock.tv. And this is Milena Morgan giving you something to masturbate about. Okay, and so now, you put the salt on the nipple. First you could lick it to make sure that the salt sticks.
I thought you put the lime
salt
and the coconut.
The
well, I'm confused.
Yeah, sorry, I had to say it.
Oh, that's something else?
Yeah. That's good. Okay, yeah. She's smacking it now.
Okay.
Mm. So while you're doing that, I'm going to take a call from, let's see, who do we have here? Brad is on line 3.
Thanks, Yazzie.
Salty dog.
Okay. Oh, Yazzie. Oh, wait, Yazzie, are you still there? Sorry,
yes,
Yazzie.
I am still here.
Yazzie, I'm going to have to take some other calls, and I think we don't have the technology to keep you on the line.
All right, it was a pleasure to talk to you guys, and I'll see you guys on May 26th.
Okay, you know, thank you so much for sharing your masturbation media knowledge, especially this point about masturbation being so, you know, kind of negatively portrayed mm-hmm. in most movies, and how we have to counteract that with some positive portrayals. I mean, there's no doubt that some people have some bad masturbation experiences, but most of them, the grand, huge majority, are good.
Men don't have bad masturbation experiences.
Well...
Really?
Neither do women.
I'm a therapist, Corpsey.
Yeah.
You
if you saw
know.
Centipede 2, he masturbates with sandpaper. So that's, did you
now
see
Now there's
it?
A really beautiful a masturbation scene that Yazzie tweeted to me. And by the way, everyone should follow her at Yazzie Jasmina. Yazzie Jasmina, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yazzie Jasmina. Yeah, so what is that scene from? That is a beautiful masturbation
Pleasantville.
Scene. Pleasantville. Does anyone know that scene?
Yes.
Yes, I grew up. Pleasantville, right? And she's masturbating, and the whole house explodes. And, it's just this old...
Her world comes to color. She couldn't see colors before, but when she masturbates, it's such an amazing experience
right.
that not only she sees colors, the house catches on fire and blows up.
Wow. But men go blind, and women see colors. It's very interesting.
Actually, it was a...
it's true.
It was a tree that was outside the window that caught on fire, and then the bird blew up.
Yes.
Now, that's what masturbation should be about. That's what we need as a role model for ourselves to know, you know, what masturbation can feel like. It can.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Yazzie, we will see you soon, and we will follow you on Twitter.
And have fun masturbating, you guys.
Okay, and you too. I hope you maybe find something
to
jill off
Yazzie.
To tonight, you know.
You come down here.
Look at her picture, and you'll find something to jill off to.
Yazzie.
And jack off to. Yeah,
Yazzie, really come see us, please.
Okay.
I think it's time. Is anyone to masturbate? Because I'm going
to... Okay, we're about to do the masturbating.
All right, Charlotte.
Yes, Corpsey, if you're masturbating, you better clean up.
Actually, does someone want to masturbate right now? We have a Sibian.
I do.
Well, Charlotte's already up there. Why don't we start with her?
We're going to take a little intermission real quick.
Moline.
We're going to take a short
I'm
intermission.
You out.
But
can you
so
help
don't
me?
Come yet and don't go away. Keep masturbating. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Susan 1 on the World Wide Web. Broadcasting from our house to your house.
Okay, who wants to masturbate?
Commandments to come around in the past 2,000 years. Dr. Susan Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure gives you the erotic keys to a healthy sexual life. Whether you're married or single, monogamous, polyamorous, or even polymorphously perverse, Dr. Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure will help you to enjoy and cultivate love, lust, and life itself as never before. With delicious humor and wisdom, and inspired by the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, this international bestseller, translated into 10 different languages and now in its third English language edition, has become the sexual Bible to millions of singles and couples around the world. Why? Because it gives you the keys to giving pleasure.
20 seconds.
The power to give pleasure is the greatest power that you have. Discover that power within you through Dr. Susan Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure. Order your copy today. Call 213-670-0066. We're here for you 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Call 213-670-0066 today.
Malena Morgan is like in just her little panties. Wow, Panty Boy will be so excited. Look at these panties. Did you get tweeted at by Panty Boy? You don't even follow your Twitter. You're on a Oh, you are.
I am always
you
on my
seem
Twitter.
Like you're, oh, really?
Yes,
did
always.
You see Panty Boy tweet at you about panties?
No, I did not see that.
Okay, well, see.
I have a problem with skimming through my mentions a little bit. I know I shouldn't. I'm
yeah,
such a bad girl.
You are a bad girl.
Is Charlotte going to punish me?
Yes, I'm sure she is. Except no one has had a shot off of Charlotte's breast.
Is it my turn?
I think so. Did you have a shot yet?
Of course I did.
Oh, you did? Well, okay. And I have not, right? And
I have two breasts.
You do.
Holy crap.
Double shot. Uh-oh. Mm.
And here we go. The revelation, brothers and sisters, of The goddess Charlotte's.
There is a god.
Boo-boo.
And it's Charlotte Stokely.
My favorite.
I didn't forget about you, birthday girl.
Pedro's watching, too. Pedro's excited.
I love that Pedro is the Mexican sex toy today. I mean, he's a piñata, so it gives you a whole new meaning of beat your meat.
Mm-hmm. And he's always hard.
We're going to beat him.
Perfect.
Oh, and look at the guy behind you, speaking of piñatas. Did you see him?
Oh,
we're going to have to beat him up, too. We're going to beat him at the
end.
It's
a penis yada. Jesus, look at that. He's hard, too. What the fuck?
Okay, Robert McQueen in Kansas City. Do you use a vibrator or dildo when you masturbate? Well, it depends. Both or either? What about you? Vibrator, dildo?
Well, it depends on if I want to squirt or not.
We got a squirter. Okay, we happen to have our Mother Mary towel, which is very appropriate for the holiday.
She does squirt for distance, too. I've been there in the squirt
zone. She witnessed it the other day.
Yes, well,
Charlotte seemed to.
We would love to have you squirt.
Cool.
So, but first we have to do the shots. Okay. Look at these nipples. So nice and hard. Okay, now what happened to my salt? I think I just kicked it in my... Oh, you got it.
You know how to say cheers in Latino?
In Spanish?
In Spanish?
Salud?
L'chaim.
That's
no, that's not...
No!
Salud, salud.
Okay,
that's
so
right. Oh, I was right.
First,
yay.
We suck the nipples to wet it.
You have to do that five times.
There's a little salt all over you.
Does
She'll
that
be fine.
Hurt?
And
she put salt in your butt. Would that hurt?
Do you want it to hurt?
Yes, I do. I do want it to hurt. It's hurting me that over there. Is it? Do you both
Yummy.
Just? Are you just both
Charlotte
sort of exclusively
nipple.
With women? Are you with men as well, or just women?
I'm gonna taste my nipple real quick. Mm. Hold that.
Your own nipple? Oh. That wasn't what I had in mind, but
how's it taste? Well, of course it was mixed with
salty.
Agua.
Tastes delightful.
But you didn't get your shot.
No. Tastes like Ensenada.
Do you want
That's what
one?
I'm here for. I only wet one of her nipples.
Oh, I love it. So good. Charlotte Stokely, the overachiever.
There we go.
All ready to go. Don't tease. Oh.
How can you say to Charlotte Stokely not to tease? That's like telling a flower not to blossom.
Telling Max not to masturbate. Max goes. I think Max is jerking off
it's
right now.
It's supposed to be balls up, baby. You didn't
Panda
get it.
Always says happy masturbation.
Hold on, you
gotta
lick my nipple again. You need more salt.
He wants your panties, Milena. Here, would you like some new panties?
Hold
new
on,
panties.
Let me pick a pair that's going to look good.
Expensive.
Mm-hmm. I'll take these.
Oh, those are skimpy.
Yeah.
And nice.
So should
panties?
I put them on now?
Yeah, you could take those off and put those on.
Test, test. I'm actually at the bar. Corpsey.
What?
With a beautiful woman.
I'll wait for her to pick hers first.
Well, those are very cute. I think those are very you. They look so
think
playful.
They look like someone had a period. What the fuck?
They'll stretch.
They'll stretch.
Yeah, they are very tiny. I think these came from the child section.
I may be petite, but my hips definitely outsize my shoulders. So I need something a little bigger.
Yeah. I think we have to put this on one of the dolls.
Oh, I got it.
Mm. Olé.
Olé.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yo quiero, Malina.
Oh, look at you.
We created a serious porno romance
this
between these two.
This is sex art. Yeah, absolutely. You want me to hold this while you take something off? I don't know.
The first time I had sex with Melina.
Yes.
She actually, we made love, but it was for sex art, and it was so romantic.
Oh,
I'll
really?
Never she painted a picture of me.
Oh, you two have a real relationship going, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You really do. That's such a beautiful thing.
Especially because they're so hot together.
You are. You know, I mean, would one of you like to ride the Sibian while the other I don't know.
I've actually never ridden a Sibian before.
Oh,
it's masturbation.
Happy birthday to you.
This is the ultimate masturbation machine.
Oh my God, Melina, you have no idea.
Well, I'm about to find out, right?
Yes. Okay.
Yes. And she's a gusher, too. This could be...
a gusher.
She could drown that, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we should put the Mother Mary towel.
There has to be penetration for that to happen. I'm not a natural squirter, so
all right,
it's something
I'll
that I have
be,
to do
I'll
on
be right
purpose.
There.
Well, we can use a penetration. Well, we'll start with this.
All right,
this.
Photographers.
Start with this. Okay. It's always better after you've already come once. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
So come once just with this. You know, this is no attachment, but then...
Beautiful.
There are penetrative attachments here. Okay, so you can, like, spank
my
her if you want,
goodness.
Or
okay.
Finger
Lordy,
her.
Lordy, Lordy.
And I guess...
I want to be in America. La, 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 la. I'm sorry.
I will hold anything you need to
go
hold.
Go ahead.
Darling.
Yes. It's Cinco de Mayo, brothers and sisters, and the kickoff to Masturbation Month. Ah!
Yeah.
And here we go.
Oh, wait till you get on that Sibian.
How's it feel there?
Oh, yeah.
This is very interesting. I wish more boys were like this.
Don't give him a complex now. It's Masturbation Month.
Guantanamera. Joaquin Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Joaquin Guantanamera.
You know,
I'm sorry.
You're competing with Kim for the wet. Okay, you don't want to do that, of course. Okay, so here she goes, Helena Morgan. She's masturbating for Masturbation Month.
Oh, goodness.
And for Cinco de Mayo. Against all odds, masturbating to defeat the French. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, I like don't want to sit all down on me, but I do.
Just gracias. How's she doing?
But the view's great from back here.
Yeah.
It really just vibrates up into your uterus, doesn't it?
You want it higher?
Yes, it does.
I love that the Sibian comes with a remote control.
What?
And plugs into the wall. It's never-ending satisfaction. If you live in an apartment on the second floor or higher, I recommend you don't put this on your floor because your neighbors will definitely hear this.
It can get loud, it's true. She's got it on high right now.
Sounds like a Ferrari.
She's rubbing it. Yeah.
She's at it again upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
This is such a turnout.
How's it going?
It's so good.
Take a deep breath. Squeeze that PC muscle and release and breathe in and out and squeeze and release. Oh, feel that Sibian just rub.
Oh, I feel a feather.
Oh, that Charlotte Stokely is such a tease. Oh, yeah. Here she comes. Around the mountain, maybe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Venga, venga.
Here she comes. Andale, andale.
Oh, my God.
Dios mío.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yay! Yeah.
Ride it,
Ride
it.
Oh my God, it's like my first time with an Hitachi.
Ride that. Ride it.
Oh my God, I can turn it off.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Malena Morgan of SexArt. Very masturbation
month.
Five more times for Cinco de Mayo.
She could turn it off.
Oh my God.
Cinco orgasms.
Oh, yes. We have
for
the chinchilla
favor.
Glove.
Oh, what's that for?
Oh, that's nice. Makes me kind of sad, though, because my sister has a chinchilla. I just think about it rolling around in the dust.
Like
have
Pedro,
you?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes, look at you.
I don't lie. I never lie.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, oh, what so am I doing now? I'm okay, kind of disoriented.
You know. Aftercare.
You're in, really? You're in Tijuana.
You're in a step-down unit.
Okay, is it your turn now?
We're going to take care of you. You're on life support.
Don't clean it off before Charlotte gets
look,
on it.
She really massacred it.
I'm going to lick it first.
Charlotte, you're going to have to get right on that while it's still dripping.
Cellophane.
I am
right?
No...
stranger to pain.
I am no stranger to Melina's cooties. Ooh. We have had sex many times. I have creamed all over her face. She
well,
squirted on mine.
What would you do with that?
And we have been
tongue
deep in many different
corpsey,
holes.
What are we going to do?
Ghostbusters. I don't know.
And she has such
I'll
luscious
right back.
Lips, too.
Happy birthday, too, Max.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
With her princess crown. What is this for?
I'll take the saran wrap.
I was just going to say, I think this is for Corpsey.
Corpsey, bring that over here. Thank you. eBay. No, I'm kidding. That's great.
More like in your wallet.
You know what? It's her birthday, though. She really needs it.
Absolutely.
Wrap this around your
and
head.
And we are just... No, we're about to do a birthday celebration. That
well,
is
that's
unless,
part of it. That's her first gift.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay.
In just a moment, we're going to be celebrating Johnny Lynch's 22nd birthday, brothers and sisters. But first, I think there has to be some
Stokely,
masturbation.
Stokely, get on that fucker, will you?
Yeah, come on.
Time to get on there.
Are you the fucker you're referring
we can
to?
Only tease so
yeah, get
so
on.
Much.
Climb on the burrow.
Well, this is where you lean, but you don't have to.
Oh,
you
can, no, I want
you could lean on it, yeah.
Charlotte, run that motor out.
Here, give me Pedro.
Stop telling me what to do or I'm going to spank you.
Oh,
please.
Right, that's what I want. That's
promises,
I want.
Promises.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. This is one of those over-the-head dresses, so it's going to get awkward.
Over the head.
For a
minute.
This is the part that we take out of the videos.
Do we need more music?
Okay, well, we just need... a little blow by blow. The black lace is rising and panty boy.
Yes.
You are getting hot, sexy black lace. Oh yeah, look at that. Beautiful.
Oh. Oye, vato.
Spank me, Melina.
Oh, Melina.
Spank me, everyone.
I guess that's an invitation.
Oh, yes.
She likes it hard. Really hard.
We've been practicing our spanking.
Oh, like that. Okay.
Oh, don't get crazy now.
All right. She's ready.
That's my form of exercise.
Spanking.
And now, the beautiful and amazing American Apparel model, porn star, and pundit.
You're putting it in my butt.
That's where the dildo would be if you want
Charlotte Stokely. Is mounting the Sibian. Not for the first time, but...
Yeah, you can talk to him.
Nevertheless. Okay.
We're sitting here at the bar watching all of this.
You've been on a Sibian before, right?
And she is just beautiful.
I have rid a Sibian many times.
Okay, well.
And what?
Then you know what to do.
Wait. I got to brace myself, because if I remember
Dan
right...
Dan Hermosa.
On the end of the little... Ready?
Okay,
Dan
here we go.
My God, there's spotters here. What the fuck? It's like,
Cabella.
What the fuck's going to happen? I'm scared.
Caramia, Cabella.
I'm scared.
I said in Italian, Caramia,
everyone, stand back. Charlotte Stokely's on this fucking.
Here she is.
Charlotte. Ooh.
Charlotte is riding the Sibian.
Whoa.
Okay, a little more.
She's looking right
more
at me.
Juice. Right.
Juice me, baby.
Okay.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Ooh.
And she's angling it.
Ooh,
for maximum
nice.
Clitoral stimulation, brothers and sisters. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to ride Pedro for this. Yep, here we go.
Give me this.
More.
She's beautiful.
More.
I love her.
Mas.
Love her.
Mas.
Yes.
Mas me gusta mucho.
You're so hot. You're so hot, baby.
Last or late.
Le booty, go bounce.
Si.
Yeah.
Si.
Le pousse.
Si, si.
Le pousse.
Me gusta
yeah,
mucho.
Oui.
Me gusta mucho. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Charlotte. Mas.
Charlotte, baby.
Un poquito más, Charlotte. Un poquito más.
Spank me, Melina.
Spank her. Spank her, baby.
Mas.
Mas,
oh,
is that? Give me all you got.
She's so
uh-oh, she's licking her
we
fingers.
Here she goes. She's riding at top speed.
Oh, my God.
It's like Top Gun all over again. Mm.
Charlotte Stokely.
Ride the wave.
Riding the Sibian for Masturbation Month.
Yes.
And
beautiful.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, happy Cinco.
And now for those of you in the cheap seats, just so you know, Malena is licking her back and her ass as it jiggles so voluptuously.
Look at that structure.
Over
goodness.
The Sibian, which you can get at drsusanblock.com/Sibian, by the way. Okay, Sibian's rolling, and Charlotte is feeling. How you feeling?
Is everyone stroking and masturbating?
Yes, yes, mistress.
We were wondering, are we masturbating?
Yes, mistress.
Stroking and masturbating.
Yes, mistress, we are. I'm riding Pedro.
The whole bar is shaking.
Can we both fit on this?
Oh, yeah, give up.
Sure.
Do a double double rider.
What?
Bareback.
You and me.
Oh, me and you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, gee. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. You turned it off?
Okay, I guess you get the microphone.
I get to hold it now.
Okay. I can't believe I get this privilege of riding the Sibian with Charlotte Stokely, and then I get stuck here.
You take it off.
Pedro,
take it all off. Just take it off.
Yeah, okay, so should I get behind you? Or
Charlotte,
maybe
baby.
I should get behind you. Or I'll get I'll get in front of you.
Okay, and I'll get behind
I'll
you guys.
Down. Okay. And you,
all right,
yes,
you get behind her, and then I'll get behind her.
Okay.
Ooh, look at that. That's
corpse,
hot.
And you stay where you are.
Yeah. This is what I call a masturbation celebration.
Dr. Susie and Charlotte Stokely riding the Sibian.
Me gusta mucho. Adelaide, Simon.
Yeah.
Oh, does that feel good?
So somebody has to talk so I can come.
Okay.
I'll talk for you. I'll talk
it's
for you, Dr.
Really
Block.
Lovely.
We'll talk to you.
Bray like a donkey, Dr. Block. Like a donkey.
Where's Pedro? Charlotte is now. Oh, she's really riding this thing, so I feel her luscious pussy right up against my ass.
Bang her like a piggy bank.
Oh, my God. Okay, now I'm juicing up here. Yep. Okay, she's slowing me down. Wait.
Turn
now
it up.
I get to be all festive.
Okay.
Whoa! Uh-oh, they turned it up all the... Oh, and they're turning it back down.
I'll be right
Dr.
there, guys.
Dr. Susie's a tease.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm exhausted.
I'm rolling it around. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching the tassel shake.
Oh, Dio mio.
Come for us, baby. Come for us.
Woo! Heal this room.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Feel the power of the city.
Nacho everyday party.
Let there be an orgasm.
Nacho thing. Nacho everyday.
Nacho libre day.
Masturbation day.
It's masturbation month.
I'm really sweaty.
Olé.
I don't think Charlotte
qualifies as masturbation. That was more like a mutual ride. But I enjoyed it a lot. All right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we are celebrating Masturbation Month in style with sex art.
Yes.
Charlotte Stokely, Malena Morgan, Kayla
Helen?
Danger.
Helen, look at that. You got to think.
Corpsey.
You got to think some acid.
Right.
That it would be the same. That guy, the dead guy.
Right. And it's a birthday!
Test.
Buenos cumpleaños.
Cue the cake.
Cue
the cake. Okay, so while we're queuing the cake, I would like our birthday girl to come up here and ride the Sibian.
Your booty is pink.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, birthday girl, come on up.
Just for like a second. Just a second.
Yeah.
There's one more girl. There's one more girl here that hasn't ridden the Sibian right at the end here. She's she needs to get
it. Well,
she told me she.
I'll ride it if
you want. No, I want to watch. It's my birthday. Do what I said.
All right. Well, do you want to?
Yeah, she
Your
does.
Guess.
She does. She just said it with her eyes. She got to get try it out.
No, no, no. I'm going to save my talents for later.
Well.
Later. Is this the after party?
I have a very...
Is this after you're married?
No, I have a very specific request for this evening.
Can we put your feet on the Sibian?
It's Charlotte's feet that I want.
Oh, wow. You know, we don't have a lot of time.
What did you just
How
say?
How can we do all this?
I have been trying to get these slobber-worthy toes in that beautiful mouth of Kayla Jane Danger for so long.
Yes, she has.
Okay. I'd like to see that. Then.
Yeah, I dig
okay.
it.
Okay.
Can I mention something? She has a beautiful landing strip she's hiding under there. Look how beautifully that set
okay,
room
can,
is.
Oh,
my
can
see-through
see that
panties.
While you
yeah, I can
thing?
See it through.
Robert,
you have a beautiful.
So
I have X-ray
slut.
Eyes. You have a beautiful like landing strip.
I'm the
strip.
One naked, but you're
look,
the slut.
But look how pretty that is. See?
I don't
it
know if he's a slut.
You.
He's a pervert. Is more
it
like
speaks to you.
See, look how cute that is. It's
yeah.
adorable.
Aw, that is very pretty.
All your audience owes me for that.
It's very, very well
Pet
trimmed.
The kitty.
It's very well.
It
bring it over,
it.
I'll
Thank
pet
you, Corpsey.
It bites.
Oh, ooh, and her
very,
hands are so soft and warm.
Very nice. Petable.
It's from masturbating. It's very nice.
Have you came yet,
Corpsey? Where were we?
I'm sitting in goo. I'm in like a tub of...
My knees are shaking right now, just in case you guys haven't noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
mine, at least, ever since you arrived, my knees are shaking. Those are great, really.
So what's going on with the feet? What's no?
Feet?
Well,
oh,
we need to get the cake. Cake. Oh, here it comes. Never mind about
can
the
I?
Feet. Whoa.
I can eat cake.
Johnny Knox's birthday.
Oh.
Feliz
cumpleaños para ti. Feliz cumpleaños para ti. Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños.
Right.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Happy birthday to you.
Para ti. That's in Spanish. Should we do? She's
Yay.
4 years old. Oh, no, eight, I think.
Here she is, Johnny Lynch. Yay! And because Courtney was supposed to be here, but she's not here, so...
Blow out your other camera.
You know,
so we're going
to
eat her cake.
Yay!
Too.
Oh, one left. Woo! Happy birthday.
Yay.
Now give
Dr. Susie? Do we have both cakes there?
We do.
Yeah, so let's blow out her her cake. Too.
It was
blow
done.
Blow out her cake.
It was done.
Blow out her cake.
All right.
Yes.
And
now she's
I love it.
We know
Thank
you're
oh.
a size queen.
Fuck yes! This
Here
is amazing.
Okay. The penthouse big
Yay.
Blue boy here.
It's a Corpsey
okay.
model.
Got a picture, please. This is the, we modeled it from your dead dick.
My dead dick. You'll be riding my dead dick will be. Look at that.
This is awesome. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Johnny
Sorry,
Knox,
are you doing your special
for being
action?
Part of the speakeasy. Yay, these whatever amount of months.
Don't
and,
block the view.
And she's going to be leaving.
Got this beautiful
should she beat the shit out of the pinata?
She should be she should
hiding
be
in the shadows.
She should be coming.
Wait, should
as
she
well
beat up the pinata
busting.
With a dildo?
Oh, yeah,
all busting
this. Oh,
the
this
pinata.
Looks great. Look at
she
this
needs to beat it. Beat it with a dildo. Until it breaks apart.
Yes.
Get it.
Who is this guy?
Fuck
hard,
yeah.
All
right.
Glass dildo.
Don't you have... Here, have her beat it with something.
Oh, wait. This is better. Okay. Oh, he could ride this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Got it.
He actually has a dick. That's blowing my mind.
Yep.
He does. He has a dick. This we got on, the Alameda or...
Pinata.com,
Olympics.
I think.
Is it a store that you can actually
Pinatasex.com. Pinata Sex, Charlotte Stokely. Pinata Sex.
Are we going
to
be...
Is that allowed in California?
It is.
You can't have sex with vegetables.
Okay.
Can you have sex with pinatas?
Speech. Johnny
speech.
Knox.
Speech.
Speech.
About
Johnny
what?
Lynch. Johnny Lynch.
Speech.
I'm calling
speech.
Johnny
speech.
Knox.
Woo!
Johnny Lynch. Speech.
About sucking.
Yeah. Let's have a big hand for this beautiful
Let's
Charlotte.
Let's have a masturbation, Cinco de Mayo, birthday
Woo!
Girl.
I don't know. I'm just psyched to get fucked up tonight for my birthday.
Yeah!
That's all that's on my mind.
And
22
fucked.
Years old, you know.
Fucked up? What does that mean?
It's all downhill from here. After 21, you don't have anything to accomplish anymore by having a birthday.
Sibian.
So you got to get fucked up. That's the whole idea.
That's right.
Okay, so now... help her get fucked up. Oh, what about, did you get your shot?
I didn't get a shot. I'll take a shot.
Who do you want a shot off of?
Are we going to get a shot off of anyone? Is she going to suck Charlotte Stokely's feet when we at the end of this?
Oh,
I want to see this.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Get up there and suck some toe.
She's going to do her birthday thing. Finish her birthday thing first.
Well,
she's
gone.
It's never going to be finished.
It's not
going to be finished. So come on up here and suck some toe.
I can always get a shot.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh.
Here come the toes.
Woo!
Right here. By the cake.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Now you can have your cake and eat it, too.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's coming up here.
You teased me again.
Wow.
We're going to have to smash.
What are you doing?
Oh, Charlotte. Oh, Charlotte. Look who's here.
Look who's here.
Oh, those are my pennies.
Corpsy.
All right. It's all right. I don't care.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
We need Charlotte in the proper position.
I need permission to
so Charlotte needs to be in
all
one
right,
position.
Corpsy.
Oh God!
Can we put some cake
she's
on?
Mine,
what
baby.
Position should she be in?
Can we put some cake on her toes?
Well, that is the plan. I would like her on her
something?
Knees. On your knees, up there, so everyone can see.
God, so demanding.
On your knees, you can do it.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh okay. My goodness!
Oh, I love her already.
Wow!
Already? Oh, sorry. I'm in right
uh-oh,
in the middle of the
taking
camera.
One shoe off. And we got the second shoe.
Move right up there.
Get
foot
fetish. Ready.
Foot fetish.
All foot. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Charlotte.
Cake. Get the cake.
So fucking
what's
good.
She doing? What's she doing?
She's getting icing to put on
She's
your
She's getting
toe.
Icing?
Oh, what? On your arch. Pink icing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, where's the microphone? Face, oh, here. Oh, it's in your pussy. What's your pussy got to say? This is pussy talk.
All right, sorry. Sorry.
How's she doing?
Wow.
Ooh.
How does it feel?
Oh, my God.
Sad to leave a perfectly good vagina out there like
it's
that.
It's just so amazing.
Right, right, Max?
Hey, Corpsy, what
oh
happened?
Oh, my God.
She's mine, Corpsy.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my God!
She's don't
not,
don't.
She's not really going for the cake, you notice.
It's so nice to have it done by someone that knows what they're doing. Oh, the biting, the biting.
Get the toe jam. Get the toe jam out of there.
Oh, the slobbers and the sucks.
Charlotte Stokely doesn't have toe jam.
That's the best part.
Only for
you know, it's only when they have the toe peanut butter that you stir her.
Oh, I love the frosting. Oh yes.
Oh
my God.
Oh, she's getting the whole
this
foot
is,
in her mouth.
This is amazing.
She's really good. She's no
who's getting off? Who's God. Getting off more on this? Is it Charlotte or the liquor?
Kayla
the liquor is definitely.
I think it's me.
Liquor. Yeah, she's
it's
showing
Charlotte.
Me she's really
oh,
a foot fetishist.
I tell you, Corpsy, it's Charlotte.
In your mouth and suck like that. I think I like this more than the Sibian.
There's nothing like foot, you know,
yeah,
well, pleasure.
A little
foot
vodka.
Pleasure.
Vodka.
Podophilic delight.
Oh.
Mm. They're just so delicious. And look how cute
they are. They are very cute. Those feet are adorable.
Are
look at these feet.
And my nail
and
polish
sisters.
Is Susie in the lifeguard.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, look at these
Oh, my God,
feet.
It's stereo
oh,
feet.
Two feet licking up this frosting. Oh, yeah. And she's teasing herself with the frosting going back and forth. Really
if only we're masturbating while you're licking your toes, that would fit the theme.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working. I'm trying,
feet.
Max.
She's surrounded by feet. This right. Kayla is just...
It is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ah. She is sucking those toes. And now she's on
heel. You guys
heel.
Like to have your toes sucked?
Yeah.
Yes, I love having my toes sucked.
All five Cinco toes.
It does feel good.
Cinco de toyos.
Yeah, that's right.
Suck the baby toe.
This is a holiday, brothers and sisters. I don't know what the holiday really has to do with foot fetish, but it does tonight.
There's a lot of people out here who like to have their toes
sucked. Cinco de Toyo and Masturbation.
Now suck Max's toes.
Well, if you
toes.
Can lick your own feet, that is a form
you
of
can,
masturbation.
It's, you can, but hey.
Max,
I mean,
Max,
it's
suck
not
Max.
As good licking your own feet.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That gives a whole new meaning to sticky fingers.
Okay.
Sticky toes.
You left a spot. Here.
My ass is sticky and red.
We don't want her to stick to the floor.
I saw that movie three times.
Corpsy, I'm going to go sing to her on the
she's
steps
She's got
here.
It now. Yes, she's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Bite those bunions right off.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I have beautiful
Okay,
stuff.
Brothers and sisters, let's hear it for foot fetishes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Danger.
Oh, yeah.
And wow. Foot hedonist, Charlotte Stokely.
Charlotte Stokely. What a beauty.
Sex art.
Whoa.
And, oh, look at that.
Get those kisses. Where are those cameras?
You know, it's one
Move
thing to
cameras.
Kiss someone after they've been licking your pussy. It's another thing to kiss them after they've been sucking your feet.
You get athlete's mouth.
Yeah. That's love.
That's all right. Give me some athlete's mouth.
There you go. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
I love
great
you.
Yes.
My ass is red.
All right, brothers and sisters.
I think
we are almost done. But birthday girl...
Oh, yeah. Happy
birthday.
Birthday
girl. Happy birthday.
Johnny Lynn. Beautiful birthday girl.
I think
time
she should
spanking.
Do something. Okay. Oh, look at this knife contagion brought in here. Whoa. Mm. Yeah, she's Cinco de Mayo'd up here. So we've got a cake to cut, but, I mean, I think there has to be a birthday spanking at least.
Oh, yeah.
If not a Sibian rock.
She has to get 20. How old are you?
22.
So she needs to get 22
Come on
spankings.
Up here.
Okay, I can do that.
Do we get the paddle?
But
or?
I think you should get on the Sibian on low.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll wait for the spanking. Oh, yeah.
While you get the spanking, the birthday
on simmer.
Yes, yeah, simmer, exactly.
Today's the day of celebration.
I think we have to change the...
Celebrate.
It's what? It's changed? Oh, it's
Here great. Comes the birthday girl.
Here she comes.
Here comes the birthday
queen.
Girl.
Johnny!
Yeah!
All right.
Birthday princess.
She's getting on the Sibian. And we're going to put it on low.
Oh, God.
Duh.
Oh.
Turn it on simmer.
Okay. So who was anxious to spank the birthday girl? Wasn't it you, Charlotte?
It was I, Charlotte.
Okay.
The spanking
wait, Charlotte,
queen.
Get behind her. I'm going to spank Charlotte while she's spanking her.
In your dreams.
No, wait a minute.
You know my dreams.
I'm going to spank Charlotte.
I'm going to spank Max spanking Charlotte.
That you might get away with.
Oh, shit.
Okay, here she is. Johnny Lynch. And she is being birthday spanked. Well, at least Charlotte's working up to it. Like I said, Charlotte's all about the tease. The tease is a very important part of good
masturbation.
Should
we sing happy birthday while this is going on?
You should learn to tease yourself.
Yeah?
Okay.
All right.
Happy butt day to you.
To you.
Happy butt day to you. Happy butt day, dear Gina. Happy birthday to you.
How many did you give her?
Five.
No, it's 22.
Okay, I think
22.
Somebody else can maybe
whack her good.
I want dibs on that.
Okay.
We're going to count it. We're going to count it. Ready?
Okay,
and
ready. Let's go.
One. One. You're going to do one.
Whack
so now we're up to
Jesus Christ.
Five or six? We're up to six.
Wait, we're going to start from six?
No.
The first didn't count. They weren't
Charlotte,
hard enough.
I love
no, they
you.
Weren't very hard.
They didn't count. We got to start again.
I think Dory has to give one.
Yeah, I definitely have to
okay,
get up
Okay, Dory, come on up here.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Dory, Dory's coming up.
Dory's coming up.
All right, no fucking God. Around
okay,
now.
Okay, starting at one.
You're going to get
Charlotte.
Whacked.
Charlotte, get your ass up.
Whacka, whacka,
I think the skirt has to go up.
And one.
Ready?
And one.
One.
And two.
Two.
And three. And
four.
And
five.
And six.
Six.
And seven.
Yeah.
And eight. Harder. And nine.
He's a professional.
And ten. And 11. And 11.
She's got it on full blast.
And 12. And 13. And 13. And 14.
You know there's another
And 15. And 16. And 16. And 17. And 18. And 19. And 20. And 20. And 20.
And 20.
And, oh, no, 21. Two more, two more.
And 20.
Yahoo!
And 21 and 22 Twitter. Yay!
All right.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Johnny Lynch. Birthday girl. All right. And I think we're kind of out of time. So we're going to go into the erotic after party. For those of you who would like to ride the Sibian in the after party, it will be available.
We're going
to
eat cake.
But maybe people won't want to ride it after Corpsey has. But in any case, first, we would like to find out where we find you, how we connect with you.
The easiest way to find me is on Twitter. You can find all of my other social media sites at Melina Morgan. Oh, I've got some Charlotte Stokely licking my arm here.
Birthday girl just got me back. That was Corpsey. Hey, you knock it off. You knock it off.
Naughty, naughty.
Send you to your peoples.
Where do we find you, Charlotte?
My name is Charlotte Stokely. You can find me at SexArt and CharlotteStokely.com. And follow me on Twitter, Char_Stokely, for all my daily freaky tweets. You don't want to miss out on that.
Of course not.
You can also see Melina and I have sex again and again during our webcam shows and on SexArt.com. Mm.
The first one is tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
Are we having sex tomorrow?
Cry.
Yes, we are.
We are?
Yes.
Where can I
didn't even know I'm having sex with her tomorrow.
Well, it should be a pleasant surprise, right?
It's nice to have
surprises. I'm pleasantly surprised, trust me.
Okay. And
take
Kayla,
it whenever I want it.
Where do we find sex art? At sexart.com, I guess.
Oh, this should be...
I can't hear you.
My mic is off.
Microphone. We got it.
You can actually find me at sexart.com, but you can also find me at kaylajanedanger.com, my foot fetish site, mydollparts.com. Where I get sexy with ladies' feet.
Ooh.
For everyone else's enjoyment and my own. But KaylaJaneDanger.com, you can find out everything I'm doing there.
Yeah, danger.
Mm, okay.
You're a dangerous chick, let me tell
you. Who else is here? Oh, Corpsey.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, well, you don't get a microphone. Okay.
Just to have a masturbation or two.
Okay, that's your time. Your time's up. Okay. Girls and Corpses.
Girls and Corpses.com. Okay.
.com.
Yeah.
Girl, that's
Charlotte. Oh, you know what?
Oh,
we
Sasha
have
Sweet.
To attack.
Sasha Sweet.
Girls and Corpses.
She's getting a drink.
Com.
Okay.
I'm going to stick this in her butt.
No, we have to now destroy the
What's with this
pinata.
Guy?
This is going to be our climax to the show.
Wait a minute.
Don't we get to break this?
What?
Let me ask. We don't get to break
What's
him?
With this guy? Does he have a penis?
I don't. Yes, he does have a penis.
He does?
Oh, maybe we shouldn't break him. We should do more pictures with him.
People
like him
Holy
so much.
Smokes.
Look at him.
It's like Viva La Razza. Just look at this guy.
Don't hurt his penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, be nice to him now. Okay?
Well, anyway, I think we're going to figure out what we're doing with this pinata in the course of the after party.
Take him out to the bar.
So, we... And then we have this one, too. Aw.
Hey.
Don't hurt him. You know, Corpsey should not be allowed to destroy the pinata. If anything, the girls should be allowed to destroy the pinata.
I'm telling you, ball busting. You got to use the pinata for ball busting.
Oh, of course.
He's pretty strong. I don't know.
Stop hitting him on his penis.
Use the high heels.
You know, that's why she's a director. Right, Kayla. Okay.
No!
Are you ready? Yeah. You want to
kick him hard?
Well, anyway.
Look at this poor guy.
You'll make some men cry and you'll make some men come.
Brothers and sisters,
nice
I want to thank you for kicking off Masturbation Month with this motley crew of wonderful people. Sasha, hi! Hi.
She looks like a kitty cat.
Oh, you went off to masturbate? Is that right? Okay.
I'm tangled up.
Or celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Anyway, we're going to get into our after party. So celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Celebrate Masturbation Month.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's your birthday. Okay. Follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. You're stepping on my bonobo sign.
Sorry.
You know?
Ooh.
It's Pappy's birthday, too, you know.
Is it really?
That's right.
Yeah, it's
Pappy.
Pappy.
Right.
Hey,
Pappy. Happy birthday. Do you want to ride the Sibian, Pappy? Pappy? You're going to get a spanking. Okay, we're all going to spank Pappy.
Hey, Pappy. Pappy, it's my birthday also.
It's your birthday also?
Yep, today's my birthday. That's right. I'm going to be 70 years old.
So, follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Masturbate. Cogitate.
Liberate.
Stimulate.
Masturbate your monkey. Spank
a monkey. Educate.
Spank the monkey.
Agitate.
Agitate.
For the truth.
Masturbate.
Yeah, masturbate. Yeah, that one too.
And don't forget this guy. Occupy.
All right.
Occupy the universe.
Occupy. Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love.
All these girls are gonna occupy you.
Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I love you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh!
Can you talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.